The murder of George Floyd, May 25th, recorded on camera and shared in a viral video, has set off a protest movement that a generation has never seen or known. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Over the last 6 weeks, the nation has reacted with protests, prayers, vigils, with calls for community action and fundamental changes. With little interruption, WDIY News presents voices of protest, prayer, and promise.
Pastor Edwards, bring us home.
What up, Allentown? What up? What up, come on, y'all. You can do better than that. Come on, y'all can do better than that. That's still polite. Make some noise, somebody. Family to the gate. We gather in this place at this time to witness and celebrate the inaugural commemoration of the 155th anniversary of Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a time of reflection and remembrance. We recall and recollect the fact that it took the Union Army with approximately 2,000 Union soldiers landing in Galveston, Texas on June 19, 1865. To inform 250,000 of our enslaved ancestors that the time had come, that legal chattel slavery had ended as a result of the Emancipation Proclamation in January 1863, nearly 2.5 years after the fact. And in this, we reflect on the fact that freedom for our ancestors in Galveston, Texas, had been announced late and last. Not uncommon to our current conundrum as people of Black African heritage living in Allentown and America Kaka. For we are still considered the last, the least, and leftovers in a nation that envies our brilliance, commodifies our culture, demonizes our behavior, seeks to destroy our Black bodies, a nation that wants our rhythm but not our blues. And in addition to commemorating Juneteenth, it's important to note that the United Nations has declared 2015 to 2024 as the International Decade for People of African Descent. And with this declaration, countries and nations all over the world participating in the UN are called to promote respect, protection, and fulfillment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms by people of African descent everywhere, as recognized in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Also promote a greater knowledge of and respect for the diverse heritage, culture, and contribution of people of African descent to the development of societies. And lastly, adopt and strengthen national, regional, and international frameworks according to the Durban Declaration and Program of Action and the International Convention on the Elimination of All and Every Form of Racial Discrimination, and to ensure our full and effective implementation. With this and the mass protests currently occurring around the world, it is clear that other folk around the world readily see what folk in our own backyard refuse to see and refuse to say. Black life matters. Black lives matter. Black
lives matter. Black lives matter.
Because listen, all too often they are intimidated by our brilliance. Fear our alliance, demand our compliance, and desire our reliance. From 1619 on the shores of Jamestown, Virginia, to 2020, and in the streets of Allentown, we, whose faces have been kissed by the sun, are the daughters of kings and queens, mathematicians and scientists, geologists, archaeologists, descendants of those who could not be killed, could not be conquered, could not be controlled, and would not be concubined. Somewhere down our ancestry line, we survived being chained to other human bodies for months in the bottom of a disease-infested ship during the Middle Passage. And in that ship, we lost our language, we lost our customs, and we lost our traditions. But because of the brilliance of who we are up in our Black DNA, we picked up the English language while working for free from sunup to sundown as they watch our babies sold from out our arms and our women raped by ruthless overseers. We took names with no last names, no birth certificates, no heritage of any kind. We braved the Underground Railroad. We survived and participated in the Civil War to enter into sharecropping. We learned to read and write out of sheer determination. We faced the burning crosses of the KKK. We averted our eyes as the black bodies of our brothers and sisters, kinfolk, swung from the poplar trees. We fought in wars as soldiers, only to return back to America as boys. We marched in Birmingham, were hosed in Selma, jailed in Wilmington, assassinated in Memphis, segregated in the South, ghettoed in the North, ignored in the history books, stereotyped in Hollywood, and cast aside in Allentown. We stand in this place at this time to declare we done dying. 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 In the names of the ones who have come before us, in the names of those who have been taken from us, we say their names. Sandra Bland. Samuel DeBose. Walter Scott. Sean Bell. Eric Garner. Alter Sterling. Mario Woods. Laquan McDonald. Freddie Gray. Rakia Boyd. Greg Gunn, Trayvon Martin, Tamir Wright, Amadou Diallo, Stephen Clark, Terrence Crutcher, Ramarley Graham, Akai Gurley, Renisha McBride, John Crawford III, India Beattie, Jamar Clark, Philando Castile, Oscar Grant III, Ron Nelson, Miguel Espinol, Brianna Taylor, Nathaniel Pickett, Armand Arbery, George Floyd, Richard Brooks. Just yesterday, Elijah McClain. And as their bones now lay bare in the soil of a sick nation, after their blood has run through the streets, we stand unequivocally and unapologetically simply to say, we're done dying. We're done dying by police who don't protect us. We're done dying by politicians who placate us. We're done dying by nonprofits that pimp us. We're done dying by theologies that don't lift and liberate and love us. We're done dying because for too long, justice has meant just them. We declare right here, right now, in this place, at this time, and on a street named after one of the wealthiest slave traders in Allentown, Joseph Turner, that the ground on which we now stand is sacred ground. That the ground on which we now stand is holy ground. That the ground that we now stand is just ground. We are done dying. We declare and decree that any city that 71% black people of color, whose motto is a city without limits, but whose political, economic, and public and nonprofit leadership does not reflect the faces of the people or the will of the people, must have a reckoning with its racist past and be accountable for its toxic present. And hear me good. We're not asking for a handout. We're not asking for a favor, because we who stand here are the ones who don't laugh if there's nothing funny, who don't dance if it's not our rhythm. We don't scratch where we don't itch, and we don't run when y'all come calling. We've already done the work. We've already built the nation. We've already proven our worth. We're well aware of the fact that nobody minds a protest. Nobody minds a rally. Nobody minds an action, even if it's not peaceful. Just so long as there's no exchange or demand of power afterwards. I'm tired of marching, tired of preaching, So we call on the words of our ancestor, Frederick Douglass, who said, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Freedom will not come, black liberation will not come from those whose bowels are in turmoil because of white supremacy and white privilege. And why do we do this? In the words of Brother Oweo, we do this for the millions of Africans chained to the slave ships, for the millions of scars on the faces by the bullwhip, for the millions who jumped overboard, for the blood that poured on the shores of North America, South America, Central America, Europe. And each ripple in the ocean is the grave of an African who refused to be a slave. For the millions who cut the cane, picked the cotton, whose names have been forgotten, whose flesh has rotted with the trees they hung us from, cut out our tongues, cut off our hands if we dare play the drums. For the millions who were shot, hung, beat to death, tar and feathered, boiled in oil, whiplashed, backlashed, crackosacked and thrown in the river, castrated, miseducated, segregated, integrated, and legislated by the constipated. For the millions who've been lied to, denied to, vampire-eyed to, misguided to, and not abide to. So on today we decided to get together and change the weather, not just for now, but forever. We decided to love up on each other, stop the madness and be real sisters and brothers. We decided to stop and take a look at ourselves, take a look at our beautiful black selves, at this colored skin and this thick hair and these full lips and this Africa inside our souls, still breathing the breath of God in our lungs. Greatness is where we're coming from. For the millions who marched and sang and prayed and sat in and lived in and jailed in and boycotted, picketed, spit at, cursed at, yelled at, like black's not where it's at, like we should be satisfied to ride in the back. For the Fannie Lou Hamers and the Rosa Parks and the Eula Mae Johnsons and the Eleanor Bumpers and the Asada Shakurs and Gwendolyn Brooks and the Martins and the Arthurs and the Deacons and the Panthers and the James and Langston and Richard, Paul, Malik, Marcus, Annette, and Kunta Kinte too. For the millions who know what we have always known, that no matter what, truth crushed to earth shall rise again. No matter how many bullets in prisons, diseases, and deaths, no one can take our breath away. We are here to stay, no matter how much liquor and crack, nothing can kill the fact that we are a divine creation, started civilizations, built the pyramids and the Sphinx, taught people how to pray and think, not to mention inventions we never got credit for, and all the babies we raised when our own were ignored. For the millions with fire in our soul that burns so bright, the strength of our will as dominant as night, and the rhythm when we talk and the rhythm when we walk, even when we ain't got nothing to say, we utter sounds that put color and spice into a day. For the millions who are ready to turn this thing around, who are tired of being tired and crawling on the ground, it's time for us to return to our throne and leave this current American nightmare alone. So we will plot together, and it won't be announced. We will plan together, and it won't be announced. We will strategize together, and it won't be announced. We'll mobilize, we'll organize, we'll uproot, we'll tear down, we'll plant, and we will rebuild, and we will raise the damn roof. Until the city without limits that's been good for some can be great for all. So as I close in the word, Gil Scott-Heron, the revolution will not be televised. But it might be posted after the fact. Hashtag, we done dying. Ashe, amen, Lord bless you. Dr. Batts. With the harmonies of living. 21st century.
These voices of protest, prayer, and promise come from all walks of life, all pigments, all ages, and are now coming together for a shared purpose. True equality, true justice, and real freedom. Embracing and understanding the differences between us is to be human. Now a new generation of youth are cranking the catalyst of change by staging protests and calling on leaders and elected officials to end policies of systemic racism. All of these changes will lead to a better tomorrow for our communities, our residents, and for the Lehigh Valley. For exclusive photography of all the protests featured in this story series, go to WDIY.org, select News tab, and then Local News. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.